T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are honored this morning to have the Chief Scientific Medical Officer at Dana-Farber, Dr. Barrett Rollins, with us. Good morning, and thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you, guys. I really want to thank you guys, WEEI, Nesson. But let me also thank you for having me follow Tom Brady. That's great. No pressure.
No pressure at all, right?
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, are you a pizza guy?
Pizza and avocado, you bet.
not a great pizza topping, avocado.
No. You can't bake it on the pizza. It has to be thrown on after, if you even insist on that nonsense.
Yeah, no. And I'm not a Hawaiian pizza guy. I don't like the pineapple.
We've heard.
I don't like any kind of fruit on pizza. I don't think fruit belongs on pizza. Although you might, as a doctor, you might recommend differently when it comes to my diet.
No, fruit on pizza is an insult to nature.
Okay, good.
Thank you, doctor.
I'm going to fall down.
Just Castiglione right there.
I just Castiglione myself out of my chair over here.
And the Red Sox win.
Can you believe it?
So, at Dana-Farber, there's an equal commitment when it comes to research and to treatment. Which I think may be unique when it comes to some medical institutions.
Yeah, people throw around the word unique a lot, but Dana-Farber really is unique. We were just talking before we got back on air about how long I've been at Dana-Farber. I first walked into the doors there in 1983. I've had lots of opportunities to go elsewhere. You know, that's a big league, as Tom said, and there are lots of places to go. But I have no interest in going anywhere else because Dana-Farber is unique. We have, for all kinds of measures, we are 50-50 outstanding, wonderful, compassionate patient care, and cutting-edge research. And the importance of that is that both sides talk to each other. A clinician might see some new problem that they've found in a patient, not understand how to treat it, and talk to one of the scientists about discovering something that might help that patient. The scientist working in his or her laboratory might make a new discovery, and because they're surrounded by clinicians, the next thing they want to do is bring it into the clinic to help patients. It's just an amazing sort of synergy.
And you guys end up being oftentimes at the forefront when it comes to research leading to, and we were talking about this issue of kind of treating the cancer as opposed to, the ultimate goal, which is to cure it, but really kind of the focus being on how do we improve the life of the patient and how do we treat it to extend that life.
That's right. I mean, you know, the excellent patient care, without taking really good care of patients, we'd be nowhere. So we do that wonderfully. But the way you go from, you know, devastating diseases like childhood leukemia or lung cancer in adults to diseases that, you know, we can treat, we can cure about 90% of kids with leukemia, we can extend the lives of patients with lung cancer for many, many, many years. The reason that we can do that is research. It's the new research that causes that to happen. And at Dana-Farber, what our scientists are doing, they're looking for ways to hit home runs. And the way you do that is by understanding the basic molecular genetic mechanism for how cancer works, because buried in that basic mechanism are their Achilles heels, their vulnerabilities, and that's what we try to charge against.
What is the thing that you are most excited about when it comes to cancer research right now?
Right now, what we are all most excited about is the ability of the body's own immune system to fight its cancer. I'll tell you that at Dana-Farber, we have almost a 60-year history of being interested in the immune system, and we had people who were always working on this, on the forefront of this, for decades. It takes dedication, it takes faith to keep working, to go back into the laboratory and do another experiment the day after your umpteenth experiment failed. You know, there's a certain amount of faith to make you keep going. Ultimately, that has now paid off. And in fact, Dana-Farber led the way in discovering what ultimately turned into the biggest selling, the most commonly used immune modulating drug that we have for cancer. And so the discovery now is that your own immune system can be harnessed to fight cancer. And that's a really great thing. So the problem is that only works for maybe 20 to 25% of people with cancers and not in all cancers. We have to figure out how to make that work for everybody, how to get drugs that will stimulate the immune system in every cancer patient so that it fights their own cancer. That's what we're most excited about now.
And so those who are thinking right now about giving, those who have given so far this morning, those who have given over the last 17 years, those dollars are going directly toward those things.
That's exactly right. And what your listeners have to understand is the following story. So I said that there is this most commonly prescribed immune therapy drug that is saving the lives of literally tens of thousands of patients who have cancers that just 20 years ago would be fatal in 6 months. That's completely changed. And the reason it's changed is because in the mid-90s, and even earlier, there were basic scientists, people who never saw a patient, but they were toiling away in our laboratories just asking important scientific questions, right? They were just trying to figure out how things work. The way that they got the money to do their research was through donations, was through fundraisers like this. It was your listeners who gave the money that allowed these people to make the discovery that eventually turned into a partnership with drug companies that created these new drugs that are extending the lives of patients. So the important lesson for your listeners is every time you hear about a new breakthrough that has extended someone's life, you can draw a direct line from that wonderful discovery to somebody calling or texting or giving money to this radio telethon.
My last question is kind of about the approach at Dana-Farber, having been there and seen it firsthand, when it comes to the patient and the family and the attitudinal kind of mental part of it. How important is it? You guys put a lot of effort into the experience that the patient has there. How important when it comes to fighting cancer is that? You know, when it comes to how the patient looks at it and how the patient feels when it comes to their chance to survive.
You know, everybody who gets a diagnosis of cancer, their lives can be divided into before and after. And once you get that diagnosis, the after is completely different from before. But it doesn't mean it has to be worse, right? It means that you've mobilized for this new sort of fight. From a completely practical point of view, as a doctor, you know that when you have a patient who is eager and engaged in the fight, it's easier to take care of them. Their outcomes tend to be better. But also, there's this new life that they need to be part of. And the way we look at our patients is they're our partners. Yes, we're taking care of them. Yes, we want to extend their lives. But they're our partners in research. You know, they're even our partners in architecture. When we built our new clinical building, we had a patient family advisory council whose their fingerprints are everywhere in that place. You know, we have our treatment rooms here or there because the patients told us to do that. And it's that partnership, I think, it's one of the things that makes Dana-Farber such a fantastic place.
I was really taken aback. We had a four-time survivor, Corvin, on the show last hour. And he was talking about looking back fondly at his fight with cancer. And it surprised me.
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine. So a lot of that is due to you guys and due to the work.
Well, it's really due to the patients, but we give them the opportunity.
Well, You're doing great work. Thanks for coming by.
And
this
thank
morning.
You guys.
Thank
too.
You, doctor.
Thank you,
All
doctor.
Right, Dr. Barrett Rollins, the chief scientific medical officer at Dana-Farber.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.